we find ourselves under siege. Bombarded by a bombastic tide ever rising of a mob of anarchists and Marxist fascists who wish nothing less than our demise. What is America if not a nation where any and many can and have come to find their purpose, to fulfill their dreams and realize their highest potential, to overcome their fears and their doubts? Not a nation whose ideals are or were ever to divide and conquer, but to conquer the divide, to bridge the gap, the chasm that separates us, to connect the dots, even when the dots are different and oddly shaped by color, creed, and race. A nation, when in its infancy, had its best days yet to come and left its worst days behind. A nation rife with the famous and infamous, the scars of our strife, but the banner of our victory. Blowing in the wind and in the songs we sing, the poems we write, the prayers we pray. But this banner, this victory, not by easy traverse, but by pain, blood, sweat, its price is sacrifice, both of life, property, and fortune. But still, a nation, not static or stagnant, but ever needing to press towards the mark of that higher calling, guarding both its freedom and its liberty by any and all means, to proclaim and declare its ideas, its sovereignty, and its will, to be a light on that proverbial hill for others to see and follow, that they too may partake at the table of bounty and fill their hungry souls and quench their thirst. Our nation, a means to an end for its people, always in a pursuit of excellence, however eternally evasive it may appear. Our nation isn't perfect, but perfectly in pursuit. And whether through law, faith, or protest, moments of familiar indifference, strife, domestic or foreign, whatever interference, we persevere to adhere to our highest values, however elusive or daunting they may seem. It is in this vein, thought, this quest that we realize that our flaws are indeed our features, distinctly and uniquely our story. It is our legacy, no matter how shameful or prideful, for it reminds us of how far we've come and how far, much further, we've yet to go, until, by gut and grace, we receive that crown and that glory at the end of this race that each of us may wear the trophy. There, in whatever day or decade or century it is, we truly will be that nation, understanding from whence we've come, not erasing our history, but reveling in that story that is yours and is mine, where the least of us have become the greatest of us, where the poor have become rich and the forgotten remembered, a nation of equality and not inequity, of harmony and not disunity, a nation that with all its ills and setbacks finds the will to come back from war and incivility, from prejudice and injustices. We find a way to get up, to go out, to start again. When we fell, we rewrite again and tell our story over again, for it is still being written in the pages of life, for every generation that is born gets a chapter to be written and retold. By the breath of God and the blood in our veins, each day becomes the new day. The new day. Not to be bitter, but to be better. To overcome and to overrule the naysayers who haven't neither the heart nor vision of our future. We will not be mired in the pain of our past, nor the threats of the present. For what we truly want and believe is an eternal, immutable truth, that if we stay the course and carry that cross with purpose, keep our eyes on that ever-moving prize, that target, we will inevitably arrive at that goal. So we endure it. We endure it when it's bad. We enjoy it when it's good. Ever alert until that day when no more life is in us and we enter into that eternal rest and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen and amen. Our story will be told. And our legacy will be continued. For a perfect God has chosen to use his imperfect creatures to perform and do his perfect will. Now, go, do it, become it. This is your day.